With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it's The Ghost. I would like to share with you today an old mystery, a 12,000-year-old mystery called Shagir Idol. It was discovered in 1894 by miners in a swamp, and it's said to have been created more than 12,000 years ago, which makes it twice as old as the Egyptian pyramids. And I know I have a lot of fans of the pyramids out there, so stick around, because if you are, this is something you might also want to know about. Real quick, first, I want to make sure that all of you know that we do have two channels out there, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange, and They Call Me The Ghost, where I like to share the jobs that I do with my team, and then we have a discussion about it. We also have podcasts for both channels and a Facebook group, Shadow Ops Debrief. If you like the strange in story format, then you are in the right place. So if you haven't already, sign up, subscribe, and join the conversation. All right, so I'm talking about this idol. This item was discovered in 1894 by miners who were working in a swamp. They believe it was created more than 12,000 years ago, as I said. So this makes it older than those pyramids. It has engraved symbols on it, similar to those that were found in ruins in Turkey. So this could be some of the oldest texts that we have known today. Now, initially, this piece wasn't treated really as important at all because it was carved in wood, and it's a material that can easily degrade over the years. And because this is the fact, it led researchers to believe that it was more of a recent artifact. But the sculpture itself was preserved due to the antimicrobial properties of the swamp peat that it was in, where it was found. And it allowed this item to survive since the end of the last ice age. So just think about that for a small second. I like to talk about these things because I think a lot of people out there feel like the wonder of the world is gone and we're kind of stuck in these odd times. But I'm here to tell you that it's not. In the late 1990s, a radiocarbon dating identified the idol as being approximately 9,000 years old, okay? Although in 2021, a more precise technique known as mass spectrometry dating found that its true age was at least 12,100 years old. This is according to archaeologists that are studying all of this and working on it at a university in Germany with the backup of an archaeology institute. Authors say that this sculpture was made in a period where major climate change occurred, when forests began to spread across the hottest glacial Eurasia. Researchers, including Graham Hancock, who you probably don't know who that is, but he stated that the idol's new dating may fit the recent Dryas hypothesis, positing that a comet or large meteor hit Earth about 12,900 years ago, and that created a mini ice age that lasted about 1,200 years. Researchers like Hancock believe that this impact erased the evidence of older, more advanced civilizations that could have existed at that time. That's pretty important. The researchers have also determined that the geometric traces present in the sculpture are similar to the patterns already seen in the other stone pieces that they have found in this temple in Turkey, which have an age similar to this Shagir idol. However, it's still unclear whether this idol had any actual purpose. Although the engravings present in the pieces appear to contain a perhaps more spiritual meaning, such as, you know, the relationship between heaven and earth, or maybe ancestral spirits. They say it's one of the most original sculptures that has ever been found. Okay, so this was just dated in 2021, and they think it's really accurate. This is happening right now while we're sort of separated from our world, and we may not realize everything that's going on because we're not really getting that information fed to us, right? But it's very alive, and it's also very complicated. So this statue is covered with encrypted information. And you can just imagine what those studying it are thinking. They have to be very excited. I mean, people were passing on knowledge with the help of this thing, even though no one can actually agree to what the message or information might be. There is not a consensus out there on what marks covering this 5.3 meter tall statue mean, what they represent. Some experts believe that the carvings of the statue may be hieroglyphics containing encrypted information that describe what the world was like at that time. There are a total of 8 faces on it that have been identified, as well as more carvings and engravings. One of the difficulties of interpreting this code has to do with the idea of polysemy. Do you guys know what that is? What that means is that one mark can have more than one meaning, which could multiply infinitely almost the number of interpretations. So according to data, a straight line could be interpreted as the earth or maybe the horizon, but also the boundary between heaven and earth, or maybe even earth and water, among literally a million other meanings. There are other researchers that suggest the possibility that this idol could represent a map where the lines would indicate destinations or days of marching, maybe. Arrows could be interpreted as directions, obstacles, or maybe even geographical signs like rivers or mountains. So you can kind of see how, are these markings literal? Maybe they're from a magical point of view. No one can know this right now for sure, and we have to match it with other things and try to put the pieces together if that's possible. And in the meantime, they're trying to study just the physicality of it. Scientists that have worked on this are calling it a masterpiece, saying that it carries gigantic emotional value and that a force seems to come with it. It's a unique sculpture, and there's nothing else in the world like it. They describe it as being alive. It's still changing. It's amazing it survived, but it's not like it's in its original condition. And just to remind you, in case you missed it, this thing dates back over 12,000 years to the age of man, and this makes it twice as old as the Great Pyramids of Giza, which I know there's a lot of interest in. It was carved from a larch tree that at the time, they can tell, that tree was already 156 years old. So when they found this idol, it was found in pieces. When it was reassembled, it stood 2.8 meters. They believe that when it was originally created, this object would have been twice what it is today, at least. Oh, and I also don't want to forget to remind you of Stonehenge, because I know there's a lot of people out there that know about that. Well, this would be more than twice as old as Stonehenge. And because it is this old, it sort of changes a few things about what we think was going on back then. Because people really, when they're researching the things that they have found and put together, figured that men at this time, people, were more hunter-gatherer. They were living and existing out of necessity. But what this does is it shows us that they actually did have artistic talents that they used and expressed themselves with and on. That's kind of a new idea. Not new altogether, but it goes back so far. They just weren't quite sure that they were into doing those kinds of things back then. And that really, the only reason that we think that is because we haven't really found much. But this surviving was clearly a miracle of sorts. If it were out in the elements, or maybe somewhere in a different position somewhere else, it might not have survived. So what else didn't survive that could have shown us this artistic side to man way back then? Kind of makes you think, and it makes you realize that just when you might think we know everything about our world and that it's not exciting anymore and there's nothing else to know, I'm here to tell you there are things to know and there are still things to be excited about. Humans have existed for a very long time, and they're always wowing us. We will do the same, and what will they think of us in the future? What will we leave behind? Either way, there's still things that we can find and learn from the past, as we can do things for those that come after us so that they can study us. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.